proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. Recently we have been discussing the Bible and archaeology in the land of Israel through the past programs. One of my favorite places to Israel, and I hope it is yours if you've ever been to Israel, is Tel Megiddo, which is located in northern Israel in the Jezreel Valley. At the ancient city of Megiddo, archaeologists have uncovered at least 26 different levels of civilization called strata, ranging from the early Egyptian period to the Assyrians. Now, some of the finds here at Tel Megiddo are absolutely amazing. This city was one of King Solomon's chariot cities, where you can still see the stables used by the kings of northern Israel. You can even see a stone manger that will probably challenge your thinking as to where baby Jesus was laid. Not far from that is a granary from the time of King Jeroboam II. Think also from the time of Hosea. There is also a Canaanite altar from the time of the Judges here to see as well. But one of the greatest finds that is here is a 70-meter long tunnel from the time of King Ahab that brought fresh water into the city. In fact, the way they built it was by digging on two opposite ends and meeting in the middle, very similar to how King Hezekiah did this in Jerusalem when he built that tunnel. In fact, they were only off by a foot. Amazing. Now let's take a good look around us as you walk into the city gate. You can feel that this is an important city. You see, the city of Megiddo was in a strategic place in the Promised Land. It lay at two crossroads of the highways in those days. The first was the Via Maris, the Way of the Sea, and then also the King's Highway. These intersected right here at the Megiddo Junction. This place was fought over many times throughout Israel's history, not only by the kings of Israel, but even more in modern battles with Napoleon in 1799. Megiddo, in the Valley of Jezreel, has been known to be one of the world's bloodiest battlefields. The reason is because of Megiddo's strategic location. You see, whoever controlled Megiddo controlled the world. We know from the scriptures that the future battle known as Armageddon means the hill of Megiddo or the gathering. Revelation chapter 16 verse 16 tells us of this epic battle between the armies of the Lord Jesus as he defeats the armies of the Antichrist. In truth, this battle is not just over a hill or over a valley. It is an epic battle for the heart of man. As we are at the side of Tel Megiddo, I want you to look across the valley. Look carefully. Do you see that town sprawled across that hill in front of you? Look eastward, right there. That is Nazareth. Now, a little bit to the right of that, and you'll see kind of a rounded mountain right there. That is Mount Tabor. And then a little farther, you see another mountain, again to the right, and that is Mount Gilboa. And we hear of, like, Deborah and Barak, for example, who fought in this very area. So kind of bring that perspective. Okay, look left again, and we come now to Nazareth. Now, imagine for a moment that as Jesus grew up, he would have overlooked this very valley. In other words, Jesus had an eye for Megiddo in his first coming and even in his future second coming. He will come back one day to take back this earth. But even in this day, he wants to take your heart as his own. As the world is looking for peace, we know from the Bible who gives true peace. It is Jesus, the Messiah, the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. We do not know the day or the hour of his return, but we can trust him today and his word for our future. So my question to you is, are you trusting him today? Another question I have is, have you asked Jesus to be your personal savior? Do you know for sure that Jesus is your savior and the Lord of your life? If you have questions about that, what that means, invite you to contact us here at IBJM at IBJM.org or call us at 423-876-8150 to talk to someone here how you can begin a relationship with Jesus the Messiah. Also, I just want to mention as we close this program, that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on an annual basis. One of the places we obviously go is this very spot, Tel Megiddo. I invite you to come and see this. If you've never been to Israel, you'd like to go for the first time or maybe for the second or third time, perhaps you'd like to send your pastor or different key leaders in your church. This would be a great opportunity for them to really help them as well as the church in their study of the Word of God. And so you can walk where Jesus walked. Such an amazing thought right there. Also, I just want to mention, if you'd like to hear this program again or any other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, I invite you to do so by contact us here at IBJM.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.